Chapter 75. Lyria. Prove it. Falga flies low over the sea to the island farthest from Fa's favour. There, she sets us down on a beach beside strange contraptions aimed at the sky. They look like rail guns. She pulls me along as she heads for them. Stop pulling on me, I yell at her. It's not safe here, she says, and drags me toward a pod fit into the firing chamber of a railgun. The crews must have gone to watch. We can still use the guns, I think. They will fire at us between the gaps in the shield and out into space. Fa keeps escape vehicles on autopilot in orbit. Stop it, I shout, and wrench my arm free. She turns back in anger. Lyria, get in the pod. I stare at her. You ain't saving me. You're trying to run away, I say, shocked. Oh, is that the freelancer in you? Or is that Fa? Society special forces always have a way out, I ask. He did not confess, but you know the truth. They do too. He played you all like fools. Fa is all that protected me. The Braves may revere my blood, but the Jarls call me unnatural. A lab freak. They will kill me. Then they kill you. She looks so afraid, but I'm spitting mad. You don't get to run away anymore, Falga. I'm glad you didn't tear out my heart and throw it in the fire. Really, thanks. I'm glad you didn't have that in you. But you killed 13 people before me. 13, woman! What the fuck? She looks at the pod. Look at me! I throw a handful of sand at her. Look at me! She does. You killed Sigurd. He was trying to help his people get free of a liar, a gold tool. You might not be broken, but you got stains on your hands. If you run away now, you always will. Don't you think that's what Ephraim would tell you? I point back behind us, where tiny shapes make a trail over the islands. You have to face what you've done. You said your people are here. Prove it. This is insane, she protests with wide eyes. He hid in a leviathan. Darrow is apparently a werewolf who eats warlords and shits nightmares. But he likes me. He trusts me. I should be nothing to him. A rat. But he saw my worth. He let me come after you because I begged him. I told him you were brave. I told him you were kind. I told him you were my friend. I find power in realizing I have convictions. Deep ones. My voice finds its edge. If you go on that pod, you go on your own. You'll have no people, Volga. Not me, not the Obsidians, not the Republic. I ain't friends with rats who jump ship after they dined on all the cheese. I point behind me as a roar of the crowd rolls in across the sea. Or you go back. You face the fathers whose kids you kidnapped. The Jarl whose son you killed. You face the stains you put on your hands. You choose accountability. You choose your people. You choose me. That's the kind of person worthy of my friendship. Ephraim, Ragnar, Fa. Don't pin it on all the daddies. This is it. Who are you, Volga? Even now, her every instinct is to run. To survive. It's what the world's taught her. Frightened, she looks out of the Pandora, beneath which more pods are bursting up from the sea. It looks like the Daughters and Diomedes are storming the low-flying ship. Then she looks at the crowd of flying lunatics following Darrow and Fa to the next island on the chain, and makes her decision to face her mistakes. I will go back. You stay here, she says. Negative, dumbass. You are tiny. This is insanity. You will get hurt. The Ascomani, the Obsidians... Then protect me from the giants, and I'll protect you from the wolves, I say. A single laugh escapes her, and she looks at me like I'm 10 feet tall. That doesn't last long. She comes to pick me up. I shove her hands away. I'm not a child. I fly on your back.